tip today in association with Slattery's of Pecan, your main Peugeot dealer for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Good morning and welcome along to Tip Today. Lots happening on the show for you today. Alison is producing. She is by the phones right now, ready to take your calls on 1800-938-007. That's a free phone number. It won't cost you a cent. And you can text on 083-311-3311. We're always glad to hear from you, whether you're joining in our conversations or indeed coming up with something brand new. Let's have a look at the headlines. A cold weather warning from Met Éireann remains in place for Tipperary until 10 o'clock this morning. Commuters are being reminded to leave extra time for their journeys, with particular caution advised on minor roads which may not have been treated. And there are a number of schools closed, including the presentation in Ballingarry. Also closed today are the Commons National School, along with Lismaroc, Ballingarry and Slievarda National Schools. Jim Ryan's school bus from Rossmore, Drumban to Thurles is not operating today, while O'Donoghue's bus service to Ballingarry and Killinall are also not running. A look at further headlines. A triple shooting in West Dublin yesterday is being blamed on a local feud. An 8-month-old baby, his mother and a teenage boy were hit with shotgun pellets in Mulhuddart at midday. A man in his 40s was arrested, but nobody has been charged yet. And scientists in Canada, as Pat told you earlier, says that man flu may actually be the real thing. Their study has found that men have a higher risk of hospital admission and of flu-associated deaths than women of the same age. Now, the findings are contained in the British Medical Journal. So there you go. I've told you that. I've been telling you that for years. I've been telling everybody around here about man flu, but none of them believe me. Now it's absolutely true. The scientists are out there saying so. So there you go. Today is the day that all the wonderful toys that you, the listeners, donated to the Tip FM Toy Appeal in aid of St. Vincent de Paul get picked up from our various collection points right across the Premier. And throughout the show, and indeed throughout the day, we'll be checking in with our Tip FM elves as they visit the various centres to see what the reaction has been like in your community. And we know already that the reaction has been tremendous. This place is like an Aladdin's cave for the last few weeks. Beautiful, gorgeous, brand new, spanking new toys for the children of Tipperary. And you've outdone yourself. Wonderful, wonderful people out there. Wonderful generosity as well. So well done, as I say. We will check in with the various collection points around the county over the course of the day. And now, Tipperary is one of the main beneficiaries of funding from the Regional Enterprise Development Fund. The former Lachine Mine site in Mid-Tip is included among 21 successful applicants for the first round of the new scheme. And 4.5 million euro will be spent on the development of a state-of-the-art national bioeconomy innovation and piloting facility. Pat Murphy from our news team spoke to Minister Heather Humphreys following the announcement yesterday, and he began by asking her about this particular funding.
Yes, well, this Regional Enterprise Development Fund is a fund of 30.5 million that I announced today, and 21 projects across the country have been successful. And the purpose of the fund is to strengthen the enterprise capability and economic development potential within the regions. So I was delighted that the Irish Bioeconomy Foundation is the recipient of funding under the regional fund. And of course, this project involves the development of a state-of-the-art national bioeconomy innovation and piloting facility in Lachine on the site of the former mine.
There had been quite a bit of concern with the closure of Lachine in 2015, late 2015, that it would be difficult to find a replacement if a replacement could ever be found. But this has huge potential for the area, doesn't it?
Well, it absolutely does, and I can fully understand the concern at the time because there were 200 jobs were lost. But what we have here is an excellent example of public and private stakeholders working together in the community to bring cutting-edge initiatives to Ireland from Lisheen. And it was very much a collaborative approach, and that is central to the success of the Regional Action Plan for Jobs. And it's exactly the type of project we want to support through this fund. And there's various partners behind the project, including Tipperary County Council, the education institutions such as UCD, TCD and LIT, Bord na Mona, Glanbia and Vedanta, who are the site owners. So it's a project that will come as a major boost to the local region and indeed to Ireland as a whole.
How long do you think we're looking at before something like this can get off the ground?
Yeah, well, this project has been put forward by the promoters, and it was selected during an independent process, and Enterprise Ireland have assessed the application, and they'll work with the applicants so that work can proceed as quickly as possible. This 30.5 million that I announced today is part of a bigger tranche of funding, which is a total fund of 60 million. So this is the first tranche of it, and then there'll be another tranche of 30 million launched next year so that other projects, that some of them were unsuccessful this time, that other projects can apply for. So I'd encourage those that were unsuccessful for whatever reason to make contact with Enterprise Ireland and to apply to the next round. But can I just say that I know that there's a lot of local interest and support for this project in Lisheen, and a lot of people made contact about it. They were very keen that it would proceed, and particularly the Fine Gael councillors in the area and the local deputy Michael Lowry, and they made representations on the issue, and I know that they were all very anxious that this project would proceed.
You said, Minister, there that there'll be a further tranche of funding next year. Given that such a huge investment has been confirmed for the Lisheen project, does that in any way preclude other Tipperary projects from getting the green light next time around?
Oh, absolutely not. And this is the benefit of an improving economy. And we all know where we were 6 years ago, and people made huge sacrifices. We have turned it around. We're in a much better position. There's money now that we can invest, and particularly so in the enterprise sector and in the indigenous industries where people come together, they work collaboratively, they come up with good projects, and government is there to support them, and that's what it's about. And it's about maintaining the competitive edge for existing industries, and also looking to the future. And we're looking at new technology. We're looking at it's an exciting world in front of us in terms of what's available out there in terms of technology for industries. And it's about supporting them and allowing them to tap into all of these initiatives that are there.
That's Minister Heather Humphreys speaking to Pat Murphy yesterday. Now, Stephen Weston is on the Lisheen Task Force, and he joins me on the line now. Stephen, good morning to you.
Good morning, Brian.
Good to talk to you today. Stephen, just for clarity, you're a former worker with Lisheen, aren't you?
I'm a former worker. I'm here for 14 years. I was previously in the environmental section, safety, health and environment, and now as part of the rehabilitation of the site, I've taken over as site manager for the past 2 years.
So, your reaction to this news, Stephen?
Look, absolutely delighted. Look, it's something we've been working on extremely hard for the last essentially 5 years. We put the task force together about 3 years before the mine closed. So a lot of hard work, a very high horsepower task force in terms of IDA, Enterprise Ireland. We had the County Council on board, and it was chaired at the time by Liz O'Donnell, the ex-government minister. So we put a lot of work into it from 3 years out. The one thing with mining is, we're in a fortunate position to a certain extent that, we knew the end was coming, so we were in a position where we were able to plan for it. So that was 3 years before the mine closed, and we've had some successes, over the last couple of years. We had the planning application in by commercial mushroom producers as well for a substrate facility for mushroom growing. So again, this is just success upon previous success, and it's the start of something extremely, extremely big, we hope.
We were chatting about this in the office. It's kind of hard to get our heads around it. Exactly what is the case? Is this providing an infrastructure, so to speak, for other industries now to come in?
You're not the first person that was trying, found it hard to get their head around initially. But look, at again, for us, it's the bioeconomy campus is what we want to establish here on site. And the campus would be a center for research, for education, and for production. The pilot plant, the facility that we got the grant on there, when I say we, it's the IBF got the grant, that's essentially a facility that allows companies and universities who are doing research, so at bench level, they might come up with a technology, they come up with a method of abstracting a chemical or a compound from a natural source. They prove that at bench level, but for them to get into production, they need to prove that it's viable at a higher level. So currently, they have to travel to facilities in Europe and in the US to do that that larger scale test work. And we recognised a gap in terms of Professor Kevin O'Connor, who's worked with us. He's recognised a gap that Ireland needs such a facility to allow our, you know, industries grow further. So we will build up the pilot facility here, and then the pilot facility will allow those companies come to site, do that test work, and if it's successful, we have a large bank of land where they can actually develop full-scale production facilities.
So is this the first of its kind in the country then?
It pretty much is. Look, it's like Chagas do things in a slightly different sector, but for the bioeconomy itself, this is the first, absolutely.
It's fantastic. Now, much applause going to the company Vedanta themselves for their cooperation with this. I presume you would go along with that, Stephen.
Absolutely, absolutely. Look again, you would be aware, your listeners would be aware, you know, and even in Ireland, you know, mining can have a bad reputation.
Yep.
There have been some examples of you know, poor practice even in this county here. So Vedanta, you know, take it very, very seriously to try and not just close a mine safely and securely, but actually see what additional value can they bring to the site. How can we, you know, we talk about a world-class closure. We talk about going beyond compliance. So absolutely, the parent company, Vedanta, are absolutely thrilled with this news as well.
Now, of course, the obvious question is about jobs. What's the story on that?
Look, again, we got to be realistic, but we'd be optimistic. And, you know, I wouldn't go say sky's the limit, but, I recall our previous general manager, Alan Buckley, at the closing ceremony that we had in November 2015. And Alan described how essentially there was about 400 people used to work at Lachine. And Alan, you know, we were already well established as a task force. And Alan made the statement that night that, look, there's no reason why we can't incrementally bring back all those 400 jobs back to Lachine, albeit they'll be in a different sector. So genuinely, look, you start small. The announcement by CMP earlier on in the year was 40 to 60 jobs. This facility here, we're looking at least at four full-time employees to just get the facility up and running. But then as industries come in and actually start to work, they bring more people on. But the key thing about this is the gateway for the development of the campus. So this then attracts in large-scale manufacturing facilities on the site.
Stephen, good to talk to you today, and thank you very much indeed for that. That's Stephen Weston there, who is on that task force for Lachine. Now, Amy Ryan from our news staff attended yesterday's meeting of the County Council and spoke to the CEO of Tipperary County Council, Joe McGrath, who welcomed the news, as you can imagine, and explained what exactly it would mean to the area.
Yeah, a very welcome announcement made by Minister Heather Humphreys this morning on an application made by for the Lachine site in Tipperary under the Regional Economic Development Fund. And the announcement today is that the application has been successful in securing funding for the site in Lachine. And essentially the application that's been made there is a joint application, an application made by the Irish Bioeconomy Foundation in the first sense and supported by the Lachine Task Force. The application is for to support the development of a bioeconomy facility in Lachine Mine. This is a very, very significant development for the mine. This mine closed in November 2015 with the loss of very, very high-value jobs. This application means that the combined visions of Tipperary County Council, of the Irish Bioeconomy Foundation, and indeed of the Lachine Task Force, and that is to create a national bioeconomy campus on the 1,000-acre site in Lachine. This brings us a giant step forward in that it now identifies, I suppose, a very specific funding stream for the building of a facility, which will be about new technology, which will be about a pilot facility, about the whole emerging area of bioeconomy and how that might move forward. So it places that site at the leading edge, and it places very much Tipperary at the leading edge in terms of the development of that facility, and it's a very, very welcome announcement.
And what will it mean to the local area? What can we see in the horizon with this announcement?
Well, obviously, the IBF and the task force will now get to work in terms of making this funding a reality. In the first instance, they'll have to go through a process of planning to provide the facility and to take it from there. But I think the main benefits and positives from this is not just in the facility itself, but it is a very clear statement and a very loud statement about the location of Lisheen as a centre of expertise in relation to the bioeconomy. Now, it's that bit that has the potential to create extra jobs. If you're talking about a facility which is working at the leading edge of technology in an area which is worth over 2.5 trillion euro in the world economy, and if that brings a focus into that facility in terms of leading technology, leading expertise, that is the potential itself, I believe, to create, over time, I think, on the site itself, the potential to create over several hundred jobs on the site itself. But in the immediate term, I think it's very much about a statement. And this announcement today by the Minister, I suppose, is government, Irish government backing for the combined vision of developing a national bioeconomy campus in Lisheen. I'd like to congratulate the members of the Irish Bioeconomy Foundation. This is a collection of public sector and private sector interests that have been working very, very hard and diligently on this, and also the members of the Lisheen Task Force under the chairman of Alan Buckley, who was a former employee of Lisheen and Vedanta. And I think I'd like to acknowledge the owners of the site, Vedanta Resources, who are making this facility available for this purpose. That's a very, very big contribution, a value contribution on their part. And I know they've been a very valued employer in that part of Tipperary for many, many years, and are continuing to add to that value, and I welcome that.
That's the CEO of Tipperary County Council, Joe McGrath, speaking to our own Amy Ryan yesterday. I want to say a quick hello to Edward Lowry, who wants to thank all of the staff at the Hospital of the Assumption in Thurles. He says, "I go home today, Fran." Well, Edward, I'm delighted for you, and I know you have great praise indeed for the staff there of the hospital in Thurles. All right, we're going to take a break, and then we'll go back to that great news for Lisheen Mines.
If it matters to you, it matters to us. Call TIP today on 1-800-938-007.
Now we go back to that news that Lisheen Mine Site in Mid-Tip is to benefit from funding from the Regional Enterprise Development Fund. I'm joined on the line now by Deputy Jackie Cahill. Good morning to you, Jackie.
Good morning, Fran.
Good to talk to you today. Jackie, you were involved in this project, both as a councillor, indeed, and a TD. It's right in your area there, isn't it?
Yeah, and I suppose now we went by this councillor, John Hogan, who would be the councillor living in Lisheen, would have been on to me, you know, what can be done. And there's been a huge effort in getting this off the line. And, you know, this is the cornerstone of a development, I think, that can be hugely beneficial for me, Tipperary. And I suppose 12 months ago, John Hogan got on to me to get a meeting for Kevin O'Connor, for Professor Kevin O'Connor, with the Minister for Agriculture, with Michael Creed. And we got that meeting after a couple of weeks. And I sat in at the meeting, and you could see from Professor Kevin O'Connor the huge, serious approach he had to it. Mm. And he could see the huge potential this has. And, you know, I don't protest to be a scientist by any means, but, you know, the global chemicals market is worth 2.5 trillion. Now, what a trillion is, I suppose, only that we know there's a lot of noughts in it. But, like, the potential of this is huge. And they say that by 2025, which is only 7 or 8 years down the road, 22% of those chemicals will be produced from natural resources. So, like, this is what this research project is getting in on the ground floor of. And I suppose, you know, I'm a farmer, and, you know, Moore Park and its research centre has played a huge part in the development of the dairy sector. And this can do the same thing in the chemical sector and this bioeconomical sector. And the fact that we have it in there now, you know, this significant investment going in, and like the county council, and I would, you know, compliment the Vedanta, the mining company there. The preparations they made when they were leaving this site, you know, and, you know, the cooperation with local people and the local representatives, the work they did, and they left the foundations there, they left the infrastructure there that we were able to get a project like this, like, underway. And I suppose, if you don't mind, I'd just like to mention Bournemouth, Fran.
Yeah, sure.
You know, we have Bournemouth down the road who did the exact opposite. And those redundancy talks with the workers are reaching a climax tomorrow. And, you know, I would appeal to Bournemouth. As I understand from my relationship with the workers there, that there's not an offer between the two parties. And I would love, like, if Bournemouth brought in the conclusion tomorrow before Christmas. But I think the stark contrast between what was done in Nisshin and what was done in Bournemouth. But look, we have, I suppose, Mitch Abrelly has been, you know, under bombardment for a long time. We had the ETB there a couple of weeks ago making the announcement that they're going to have 160 apprentice spaces in the town. Mm. And now we have this coming back into the scene. And this is something, you know, you asked, I heard you, I was listening to you on the radio there, Fran. You were asking how many jobs there's going to be. The initial jobs isn't the thing. It's the fact that this is going to be the hub. This is where the research is going to be done. And like in Moorpark, when the research is done and, you know, they have a chemical to process, hopefully, with the wind energy we have there, with the water resource we have there, and with the land resource we have there, that the plants then for processing those chemicals will be on the Lachine site.
There's so also the possibility, Jackie. I know I was reading through some of your own thoughts on this, that you believe that Glanbia, in fact, may play a major part in the development here.
Yeah, Glanbia, you know, they're in Ballyreg down the road, and you know, if I go back, Fran, 30 years ago, and I was in Ag College. And lactose was actually fed to pigs at that stage. Yeah. It was a waste product. And now lactose is a hugely vital ingredient of the milk. But they're still only using a fraction of that lactose, Fran, in the processing industry. And there is huge research going on at the moment to use more of that lactose in the biochemical side of things. So I think that lactose will be a key ingredient into this plant in Lachine. And, you know, it's not far away from the major processing plant in Ballyragget. So, you know, they'll be able to get, and, you know, you are in the heart of dairy in country, Fran. You have Arabon, you have dairy going down the road, you have Tip Town. So, you know, you have significant dairy plants around the country, around this area.
Right, so very positive, Jackie, as far as you're concerned.
I think we couldn't get better news. You know, we have a cornerstone there now. An awful lot of people, the county council, and in fairness to Joe McGrath, you know, we'd often be critical of what county councils do, and I think we see with the roads at the moment, the workers don't, you know, getting harder times as well, and they've done huge work to keep the roads free and as safe as possible. But, you know, the county council have worked very hard on this plan, and, you know, they have delivered, and you had the task force set up there with the machine closed. And I suppose task forces, by nature, have a bad name.
I'm kind of always suspicious of them, Jackie, but this one certainly has worked out. Yeah,
this has worked, Fran. They brought in the people with the expertise. They had a roadmap. They knew where they were going. They had a roadmap. Like that Professor Kevin O'Connor in UCD, and I said, I sat in awe the day with Minister Creed, but his, you know, his knowledge, and he's a young man, a vibrant young man, and he's going to play a key part in this research going forward. And I suppose every industry has a driver, and I think Kevin O'Connor is that driver for this industry. But, you know, this is something we can build on, and, you know, and the initial jobs mightn't be great. And as a man rang me this morning, one of the Bournemouth workers, and I said, I don't think there will be any jobs, and I wasn't being smart with him. You know, there won't be jobs for fitters at the start of this. But down the line, there will be. Hopefully, we have assembly lines and other plants on the same site.
All right, Jackie. Thank you very much indeed for that. That's Deputy Jackie Cahill. We're going back to Michael Lowry, who joins me online now. Good morning to you, Michael.
Good morning, Fran.
This is great news. It certainly is a task force that has worked extremely well, Michael.
Well, if you put it in context, first of all, Vedanta, when they came to the closure of the mine, they were very careful to ensure that they would do everything possible to provide alternative jobs and uses for the mine. And they've been very diligent and very committed to that. We then had the task force working with them, and then we had that task force making inquiries all around the country and internationally as to what use could be made of the mine and where we could get value-added jobs. And what fitted in nicely with that is the government decided then that they would make funds available And, you know, the task force had many bright ideas, but obviously didn't have the resources or the money to put them in place. So the government has now allocated $4.5 million from the Regional Enterprise Development Fund. And this initiative is in line with the government policy to invest and to devolve enterprise and jobs to the regions. And the site at Lisheen, that's one of the best and most strategic sites in the country. And I'm very pleased and delighted that the painstaking, time-consuming research and the detailed planning of many has converged to give us a major project which has enormous potential and benefits going into the future.
As I was saying earlier on, Michael, we're trying to get our heads around this because it's complicated enough. How exactly would the $4.5 million be spent specifically?
Well, the $4.5 million, first of all, obviously, there is a level of infrastructure in Lisheen. There's a large land bank there of over 1,000 acres. There's existing buildings which are of high quality. There's already laboratory facilities that are available. The site is connected to the electrical grid, meaning both availability of power and the possibility of depending on other projects to bring in, you know, such power that you can actually export to the grid. So the site has huge advantages. The next step in the process will be that the promotion and company will have to seek, go through the planning process and seek planning. But the monies that have been given by the government as grant to this project will go obviously towards construction, it will go towards research, it will go towards development. And it's a fantastic project for the area. I'm delighted that we're one of 21 regional projects out of the 30 million that has been sanctioned. And I think more importantly, it shows a real commitment by the government to invest in the regions. We've all been giving out about the jobs that are going to the Dublin, Cork and Galway. This is a deliberate, concerted effort by a government to ensure that money is made available to projects such as this that can provide jobs in an area that has lost so many jobs in the recent past.
Are there companies waiting in the wings to take part in this in some way, Michael?
Yes, there are. I mean, if you look at it, the ones that are involved, UCD, they have research, TCD, LIT, Bordermona is hugely important. Lanbia is an important sector. For instance, Bordermona have already had a lot of discussion and contact in relation to their own closure at Littleton, and we hope that will be finalised to the satisfaction of the workers this week. But Bordermona, for instance, have a huge land bank, which is adjoining Lisheen. It has enormous potential to grow different crops, to test different products, and they certainly will be involved in using this centre for their own purposes. And could I say that, you know, on a political level, I would like to especially thanks due to the former Minister Frances Fitzgerald. We met her on several occasions. She took a keen interest in delivering the project. And, you know, everybody who had any knowledge of the project couldn't but be supportive. So overall, it was a combined collective effort by all of the companies involved. And it's a great result for the Thurles area and for Tipperary in particular.
But in terms of numbers of jobs, we're looking down the road a bit, aren't we?
You are. I mean, effectively, obviously, it has to be established first. And what this is about, you know, is value-added products, which, you know, can be, first of all, brought to the laboratory for testing and then can be brought to the market and then can go to manufacturing. And I suppose the real jobs are at the point where companies bring something for testing, that it is successful, that they can turn it into a product that has a market value. And then you create the market and you sell to the market, and that creates a manufacturing possibility. So the big, you know, the big advantage for this is that there is a very strong possibility of getting manufacturing base out of it, and that's what we need in Lisheen.
All right, Deputy Michael Lowry, thanks for speaking to me today. All right, we'll have more on this after the break.
Join the conversation in Tipperary. Contact us through Facebook, Twitter, or email tiptoday@tipfm.com.
And you're very welcome back. And we go back to the news that the new National Bioenergy Campus planned for the former Lisheen Mines site is a real possibility at this stage. And Councillor John Hogan joins me in line now. Good morning to you, John.
Morning, Fran. How are you?
This is fantastic news, John. I mean, so many people getting together to make this a possibility. Not only the task force, but indeed the Moyne Temple Tuohy Parish Forum as well as everybody else.
Yeah, I think, Fran, this is an excellent example of
a multitude of organisations and statutory bodies coming together in a positive spirit of cooperation to ensure that a viable legacy and for economic growth is left in an area that was once a thriving area of industry. I mean, the company Vedanta, they're an Indian company. It was their first venture into Europe. I suppose they need huge credit because they were blown away by the spirit of cooperation, the way that the local community had a parish forum and they met regularly with the company and together devised a closure plan for the area to make sure that the local people were happy the way the environment was left and the company were happy that they were contributing to proper corporate social responsibility, that the company just didn't take the resources that they gave back to the community. And they worked with us on many projects, but it was always the wishes of the parish that something could be left with that site because the infrastructure was so fantastic. There's an excellent road structure, there's electricity on the site, there's an abundance of water, there's nearly 1,100 acres of land. So the people always felt like Dublin seems to be growing and growing, and areas like this with fantastic infrastructure were being ignored. So the company, in fairness, then bought into it, and they left enough of fund, they left a closure fund of €36 million that was used to rehabilitate the waste management facility and take down all the dangerous buildings or anything that might have contamination of lead, clear the site out. But they also put in hardcore surface in a huge area to make sure that the site is viable and easy to develop for the next person who comes into it. So the company were fantastic, but they only did it because they saw something unusual out here in the Sheen where the local authority as well were 100% behind them. Instead of being putting barriers in the way, the local authority were facilitating that company in every way they could. And Matt Short and Joe McGrath and all those deserve a lot of credit. And also, like, task force, we had a lot of good people on that task force who met regularly. You know, even some of the former managers like Alan Buckley, even though he was retired, he stayed on the task force to make sure that the people of Mid-Tipperary and generally in Tipperary and South Kilkenny had a chance of gaining more employment locally on that site. So it's a huge story. It's a huge story, man.
But it's one of the things, John, I mean, we hear about task forces all the time. Yeah. We hear about them being set up and then we rarely hear anything else after that. But the makeup of this task force was very deliberate, it seems to me, and it certainly has giving you results.
It is, and the difference I've seen, I mean, the first task force I saw when I joined the council was GMX closed down in Torres, like many of the factories that closed down in Torres, and a task force was set up immediately. But the task force were more concerned about getting redundancy for the employees rather than anything else. You know, they talk about replacement, but the Sheen was different. The Sheen was easier to manage in that sense because the Sheen had a finite resource. It was always going to run out. You could predict within 12 months. So the alarm bells were ringing years out saying, this is going to happen. 400 people are going to lose their jobs. So let's start now. And I suppose, looking up, the task force, as you say, was top-heavy. A lot of great people on it. Mm. And people from a variety of backgrounds. And in the beginning, they started thinking, like, let's bring a medical company into the place to devise maybe some kind of new medical product or something. And then they thought, well, you know, let's be realistic. We're out in a former lead and zinc plant. And, you know, a medical company is very unlikely, a pharmaceutical company or perfume even, for instance, are hardly likely to develop where there could be some slight risk of you know, being associated with a lead and zinc.
A contamination of some sort,
well,
yes.
Well, not even the contamination, it's just the perception.
Yes.
So then the task force began to look at, well, what's the new area in the world? The new area is we have to completely reduce waste. Most companies in the world now, the big companies, are striving to have zero waste. So the only way you can do that is to recycle and reuse every product and all the little bits of waste that are left out of products. So then you need bioenergy to do that, and you need new technologies that recycle in different ways to create energy and new products. So they said this was the way. So they focused on that for the last 3 or 4 years. They looked at the possible beet factory wasn't a runner really for a variety of reasons. They looked at everything possible. They also had, my understanding is they even had a visit from Google or so some of those before they went to Aston Riot. Whoever went there. They had visits from they probably had more visits than any other part of Tipperary over the last number of years. Then the task force, and when Alan Kelly was minister, I have to hand it to him, he worked with Europe to get us designated as one of the green energy sites for Europe. There's only 6 in Europe and we're one of them. And there's also one in Scotland. So if Britain leaves Europe, there's probably only 5 of those sites left in Europe then for bioenergy campuses. We're one of them. And that was a huge statement. And then you had they all helped. Like Jackie Calwin, who met the Minister of Agriculture, to convince them they know that the merits of the site. Phil Hogan did a huge amount of work for the EU Commissioner. The man got an awful lot of given out over Irish water, but this man has worked to make sure Ireland has one of those sites, and that man deserves credit. So, like, it was a huge combination of people who genuinely saw, had a vision to see that Lisheen has massive infrastructure. And then again, as I said, without the local parish forum, you had Timmy Bergen, Chairman Dominic Ever, those people brought the community with them to make sure that we all came together. Like, even someone from Tina I met recently and said that wouldn't happen up there because the community wouldn't work with them.
All right, John.
Whereas here, like, it wasn't easy building a relationship with the mining company, but we did it. It took a long number of years and to and fro. Just to give an example, the mining company were going to leave 140 acres of a waste facility just covered in water and rushes, and the parish weren't happy with that. They said, like, if it ever dried out, what would happen? So eventually they spend millions of euros accommodating the locals, covering it with limestone, and then putting clay back on top of it. So it's been a good story and a good working relationship.
Well, it's good news indeed. John, thank you very much indeed for that. So that's Councillor John Hogan. We're going on now to Deputy Alan Kelly. Good morning to you, Alan. Good
morning, Fran.
John Hogan, paying homage to you there for your work with the designation of this. But, of course, you've been on the task force for quite some time as well.
Yeah, and look, John has helped with the local people there, and we're often on your show there and stripped of one another. But in fairness to John, I want to thank him for obviously giving me a reference and for his support for the work that's gone on in the task force over the last number of years. I was asked to join the task force. I'm the only TD on the task force, Fran, because the former chair of the task force, Liz O'Donnell, asked me to participate in it. I've done so for, 4 years. Supported him while I was the minister. We got the designation, a European designation for Lisheen, which was incredibly important and actually kind of a prelude to today's announcement, because getting that was made this achievable. And I've worked with him very closely, obviously, for the last 4 years. I couldn't tell you the amount of times I've been in Lisheen. Every few months we're having meetings. Met with the CEO of Vedanta, Dejni Nadu, only a month ago in relation to this. And really, this is, just for your listeners to break this down, this is an incredibly important announcement. It creates a campus in Lisheen that for the bioeconomy, which will be world-class. It has huge potential. I know I can't talk about everything that I do know about where the potential is. There are so many companies looking at locating on a campus like this. And it'll create hopefully a conveyor belt of companies who want to move to the next stage of creating various different products from natural resources, whether it be resources from the land, resources from the sea, whether it be food ingredients, whether it be natural chemicals, whether it be biodegradable plastics. And there are huge markets, Fran, around the world for this.
Can you give us any indication, because Jackie Calm was talking about the possibility of Glanbia playing a part. Can you give us any indication about who might be going in there, Alan?
Well, I'm not going to name companies, Fran, because it wouldn't be appropriate. And remember, I'm, unlike the other deputies, I'm actually on the task force. I'm a member of the task force. I've been involved in it for years. So confidentiality is very important. But there are a number of companies who are looking at this, and we're waiting for today's announcement. And I believe the capacity and potential of those companies to go on site to start their R&D, to start progressing the products in the areas I've just mentioned, now has got to a very, very, very real stage where they will make decisions. And I believe 100% we'll be back on the radio in the very near future regarding some of those companies making announcements that they're going to move to this campus. That's how big this is. Mm. It has huge capacity. Lisheen is one of the best locations in Ireland, given its natural capacity, given the resources there, water, power, just off the motorway, physical buildings even, and landmass, wind power on site. It has huge potential. And today's yesterday's announcement. By the way, this fund was set up while I was a minister in 2015. The allocation of the funding only came out yesterday. But this fund really what it does for your listeners to break it down, because I don't think detail has actually got out there. It allows the administration buildings on the site to be used for this purpose. It also allows for 8,000 square foot of extra a building to be created for pilot processing facilities, so that technologies can be scaled and prototypal products can happen and testing can happen, etc. It also allows for specific equipment that is necessary in order for these companies to locate on site to be purchased. And I want to acknowledge a number of people here. I want to acknowledge Vedanta. Their corporate responsibility and the way in which they have behaved, and I have met with Vedanta on numerous occasions, has been exceptional. I want to acknowledge the former chair, Liz O'Donnell, who asked me to get involved 4.5 years ago. I want to acknowledge Alan Buckley, the current chair. And I want to acknowledge Kevin O'Connor of UCD, Professor Kevin O'Connor. His level of detail, his capacity to bring this around has been extraordinary.
His name comes up constantly with this, so he obviously has been very important.
Yes, he's an amazing man. I have to say this. I know him quite well at this stage. I've met him so many times. He's an amazing man, and it's his vision, I suppose, that has brought this around. So what we're going to have for your listeners, what we're going to have here is we're going to have entrepreneurs, businesses, and different researchers looking to locate on site to scale their technologies to convert Ireland's natural resources to create products of better value, of a more serious value. And this is the location in Ireland to do this. It's going to be in Lachine. That's how big this is.
And not to take from the success of this, when will we see actual significant numbers of jobs, do you think?
Well, look, I believe that into the future we'll see significant jobs. I'm not going to start getting into numbers because, you know what, that wouldn't be appropriate. I was with the Taoiseach yesterday actually discussing something else of value for Tipperary. And I discussed this with him, and he acknowledged that this was a very significant announcement. He's into detail, and he acknowledged that what's happening in Lachine would be very important in the future of Ireland. But look, what we have here, we have one company who are going to planning permission at the moment in relation to Lachine, in relation to their work. We have another company that's very close to looking at moving in there, a company whose name I won't reference because I'm on the task force, wouldn't be appropriate. And we have a pipeline of other companies who are certainly, for want of a better phrase, looking at a location like this. And really, what there is economies of scale here, because if you can create a campus where all of these companies can network, create a cluster, they can share information, they can exchange their learning and their collaboration, working with all the universities, working with all the LIT, UCD, TCD, Trinity College, but working together. But by doing so, then obviously they can create larger companies.
And just briefly before I let you go, Alan, do you envisage any issue with planning permission?
I don't envisage, I think I have to acknowledge, in fairness, Anthony Fitzgerald, Tipperary County Council, yeah. Joe McGrath, Tipperary County Council, who have been absolutely 100% supportive of this. The people around Lachine, the people around Mine, Tempestuity, around that whole area, were very supportive of the mining activity there, were very supportive of everything we've done there. So I don't believe that there'll be any issues like that into the future. This is a look for your listeners, friend, because we have to break it down here. This is the beginning of something big. I believe there'll be a world-class facility there. It's very exciting. We're meeting again next Thursday week, in relation to how we're going to progress this announcement. So this is a fantastic day for Tipperary. And you know what? Along with the work that's gone on the silver mines, which is the other large mining site in Tipperary, I believe that there's a huge progress made in relation to two sites that have huge potential to create jobs and make the and be better for the people of Tipperary in the years to come.
Deputy Alan Kelly, thank you for making time for us this morning.
If it matters to you, it matters to us. Call TIP today on 1-800-938-007.
TIP FM's Toy Appeal with St. Vincent de Paul, collecting toys all around the county.
Well, it's D-Day. It's time for that collection. Lorraine, you're out and about around the county today collecting toys. Where are you right now?
Good morning, John. I'm out and about with my elf hat on. Welcome to a chilly Clonmel town. We're in here for the first of our Tip FM Toy Appeal collections. Over the past number of weeks, the good people of Tipperary, they've been donating toys in their droves in order to support St. Vincent de Paul, because they want to make sure that every child in Tipperary wakes up on Christmas morning with a smile on their face and a toy to play with. Well, I can tell you, Fran, I'm just after coming out of World of Wonder in Clonmel. That was one of our drop-off points mm-hmm. for people to donate toys. And it's not just the Tip FM car, the boot full. It's the back seat, the passenger seat. We are loaded up with toys for the Tip FM toy appeal. There's everything here beside me. I've got teddy bears, I've got jigsaws, I've got board games, there's some squeaky things, I don't really know what they are, but I'm sure we'll find out.
You're enjoying yourself too much,
I
you know that.
I am loving this. I have to say, though, I've been blown away by the generosity in Clonmel so far. I know the rest of the county is going to be the exact same. And of course, Tip FM is out and about all over the county today, top to bottom, collecting toys as part of the Tip FM Toy Appeal. But if you are in Clonmel at the moment, we still have a toy to donate. I'm going to be heading along in the next half an hour or so to the Showgrounds Shopping Centre for my next stop, so you can pop along there and donate. So, for the moment, from World of Wonder in Clonmel and for Tip FM's Toy Appeal with St. Vincent de Paul, I'm Lorraine, and I'll chat to you later on. I'll be the one wearing the silly elf hat.
Ho, 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 ho. All right, you look after yourself, Lorraine, and we'll talk to you very soon indeed. That's lovely, Lorraine, out and about for us today, because today the toys are being collected from the various centres right around the county. We can't thank you enough for the huge, huge outpouring of generosity for St. Vincent de Paul, and more importantly, for the young people of Tipperary.